This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
There's a reason why you should never work with animals, children, or siblings. Murphy's Law Radio Show, only on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9, Murphy's Law, this afternoon on your Monday. Hello, troops. Hello, everyone.
Good afternoon.
Did you hear that? She's back.
I'm back.
You can't miss it, can you?
G'day, Joyces. G'day, Dino.
Dino.
Oh. G'day, Timbo.
Give it a new name at the end. The
Damo. That's where it came from.
Where's your tan doll from Bali? What happened?
It's about that, isn't it? Sorry, if anyone can hear anything weird, I've just stuck an anticoal in my mouth.
Do you reckon that was
difficult to get through, and I don't have anywhere I can stick it.
Why don't you just spit it out? Put it on the prize sheet.
I don't want to do that.
Why not?
So, no, I wasn't in Bali long enough for a tan, unfortunately, and no one told me when I spent the money on the spray tan the day before that it would come off the minute you go in a pool. So that was $40 well spent, wasn't it?
Did you get drinks and stuff?
I looked glamorous for about 10 seconds, but I don't really recall that bit because I got off the business class and...
we talked about that last week.
Let's just say that...
little happy feet.
I had a lovely time on the way over.
Sure you did.
Are you saying then when you got into the pool that you left a big brown pool around you?
Well, I don't
know. Bloody Australians in the pool.
I did get
Bali.
In the pool and I thought, get out of the pool, don't drown. So I got out of the pool.
Right.
Yeah, because I was very merry at that particular point.
Yeah, great.
And then when I woke up, I was white again. And I said to my girlfriend, what happened to my spray tan? She's like, yeah, they come off in the pool.
Did you get any time in the sun at all?
Well, see, it's very... I need a bit longer than that to acclimatise to the heat.
Right.
Because I'm not a good girl in the heat.
No.
And so what happens is I get dressed in my bathers and stuff, but then I sit under the umbrella because it's too hot. So... the answer to your question is no. I don't have a tan, everyone. Well, listen, I managed to whack on the kilos. Good girl.
Good girl.
And back I am.
Yeah.
It was like it never happened.
Listen,
it cost me
Christmas
a fortune.
Time.
Do you know what else is happening at the same time? Because I thought, oh, just treat myself. I'll spend the money on a really expensive
it's
holiday.
Early for a rant.
Because you deserve it. And now the universe has gone, you know how you overspent on that holiday? We're now going to make your car break down repeatedly.
Of course it did.
And so the car's now cost me about $1,000 before Christmas.
Tim, I'm hearing a rant. It's very early. 7 minutes we've been on.
Exactly.
I've been off for 2 weeks. I've got a lot to say.
You do indeed. Hey, listen, guys, did we not mention at all, have we not mentioned or talked about the fact that it's 12 days of Textmas on Joy?
Oh, my God.
He's done it.
Yeah.
He did it.
We are literally shut.
Every time you are able to say the 12 days of Textmas.
It's the 12 days of Textmas and don't do it again.
And what is it, people? Oh, let's talk about it.
With 12 days, we're raising money for Joy. Now, we have radio. Radiothon in the middle of the year. This is our chance because it takes a lot of money to keep this place
on. It really does.
Anything fascinating happened on your holidays? It sounds like it was
beautiful stay at the W Hotel in a beautiful villa. And this is not a paid ad, by the way. Sorry. Oh, but it was amazing. Yes. What can I say about Bali? Went to some of the usual haunts. Lovely, delicious food.
Oh.
Yep. Heaven. Loved it.
And what about wildlife? Do they have animals?
Did you go to the little monkey thing?
No. I did that once before and it's the creepiest thing I've ever seen in my life.
What do you mean?
The monkey up in Ubud, there's a monkey farm, like a monkey castle sort of thing that you go I don't know, an area. Anyway, so you go in. No, but
this
you
is
get
like
in,
my movie review.
You walk in and it's all, and they're all the grey monkeys and you walk in and it's all like just trees and like it's spooky and you sort of walk through and they look like they're gonna go you. And there was this tourist standing there with an ice cream and monkeys run up and just like, and then the tourist's not letting go of the ice cream, it's like let it go. And another one was standing there with a camera and like monkeys run up and like attacking.
She's like her travel guides, like my movie reviews.
You just said that. And I was trying to ignore the first time. I did hear it.
Oh dear.
No, but I didn't realize I was going to be put on a spot and I didn't want to name names of places that I'd been to, but I'm allowed in Bali, aren't I? Potato Head went there. Went to
Mississippi.
Was unreal. You need to go there because you're a springboard diver.
Well, there's no springboard, but there's
platforms. There's a platform.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yes, I did think that. You got to mention. I said Dollface would be very happy on that board.
What is it? Is it just a swimming pool?
Or
is
so
it
it's a deep swimming pool, like diving pool. So there's, and you know, everyone's just jumping off it, but old mate, he'll be out there doing handstands and stuff.
If I'm going to go out, I'm going to go out that way.
And we went to a place called Omnia. for the 50th birthday. It took 3 hours in the bus. So nobody of the 20 of us were very happy about that extended stay on the bus. Until we got there and it was like arriving in heaven. And so it's just on this cliff face and it's like all white, just gorgeous music happening in bars. And we had private area, private pool. It was just the sun going. It was amazing. I felt really rich. And then I came home and now I'm really poor again. It's amazing.
That's the way it's going. The yin and the yang.
The yang. Yeah.
20 degrees in town. And Anna Murphy.
20 bloody degrees. I've got to say that that's a little bit more enjoyable for me than the Balinesian weather that I experienced.
Really?
35 degrees.
So most people go over on an island holiday for the heat and whatever, and you hate it.
I don't hate it. I don't mind it.
So you'd rather Bali than 20 degrees?
No, I wouldn't say that. It was just at this time of the year. Everyone goes, don't go at this time of the year. It's so hot. And I'm like, well, it's the only time I've ever been to Bali, so next time I want to try it at a different time, not December.
Right.
It's fine. Nothing against Bali. I'm actually coming around to Bali. Never thought I would say that.
I wonder if you'd married Prince Harry, how restricted he would be in certain things.
How dare you bring this up again? You know I've got issues about Meghan Markle.
Well, I just want to. Is it just wound up
don't
stuff?
Bring it up.
Selling newspapers.
Couldn't this wait till Christmas Day?
No, we have to talk about it. Actually, we have to.
I'm going to yet another Christmas single. I know,
but what I'm trying to say is, had you
never would have locked down a Christmas with a decent boyfriend.
Had you married Prince Harry, I think there would have been certain things he would have been allowed to do and not allowed to do. Travel in the heat is probably one of them.
Prince Harry could do whatever that I
don't
he wants.
I don't think you. Well, obviously, not really, according to the Herald Sun, because things are getting really unpheasant.
Oh, unpheasant. Unpheasant. Yeah. Oh dear.
Yeah, that's. I love the Herald Sun. It's nothing like a good headline.
What's happening?
Well, apparently, according to the Herald Sun, Prince Harry has to skip his family's traditional Boxing Day pheasant shoot at the Royal Estate.
Oh, because Megsy doesn't approve.
Because Megan doesn't like it because she's against cruelty to animals.
Hey, just going to throw it out there. You know, I was a big rap for the wedding and I was a big rap and I've seen their photo from the wedding recently and I wanted to, like, throw up a little bit in my mouth, but very cute. But just between us girls, could we just, who thinks that she's going to create some dramas?
I think she's the next Fergie.
Yeah.
Do you think?
Yeah, I think she's actually going to rupture that family big time.
She's going to rupture it all.
That smiley, nicey.
What happens? You invite the outsiders in and look what happens.
She may go off in the sack with Harry, but
I did not think that anyone needed that. At this point in time, this afternoon.
That wasn't what I was going to talk about.
No, and the lady's heavily pregnant. How rude.
This segment's become very unpleasant. Can we move on? There's a new song coming
up. And just remember, it's the fourth day of Textmas.
That's it. Text in. Donate $5 to Joy 94.9. All you got to do is by texting the word Joy to 19949949. Go in the draw to win a massive array of prizes, which we'll talk about after that. But we're going for more than $3,500 on our show.
Get in now. Because all day long, Joy is tripling whatever you donate.
Yep, so $5 becomes 15. That easy on Joy.
That easy.
Murphy's Law, where anything can happen and usually does. Joy 94.9.
Has the world just gone mad?
Well, what you talking about, mister?
Well, I don't know about this one. I don't even know whether. A Scottish eatery is serving up ice cream made with, guess what they're making it with?
Sounded like you said ice cream then.
Well, probably is. After you'd eaten this, yeah. Pretty much what would happen, actually.
Ice cream, yes, what?
Brussels sprouts. That's right.
I thought that came out of me, that noise then.
Leftovers of your weekend.
Oh, dear.
Controversial
Brussels
concoction.
Brussels sprout ice cream.
Flavoured with peppermint is being served up in an ice cream parlour.
Peppermint? Hang on, let me just.
Scotland.
Peppermint ice cream with Brussels sprouts in it.
Every serving is topped with a frozen Brussels sprout. And comes with a bright cabbage green colour. I don't know whether that's. I don't know.
Who are they trying to appeal to?
Who likes Brussels sprouts?
Pigs.
Does anyone in this room like Brussels sprouts?
I don't mind them. I've got to say. They do smell like farts, though.
They do smell like farts.
Don't they?
I just had my first Brussels sprout about 2 weeks ago.
What?
Oh, yeah. It was delicious.
Did you?
Yeah, see, it was about 2 weeks ago.
When they're baked and done at restaurants, but not the way Mum used to do them, that's terrible.
So they make your farts smell?
No, they smell like farts.
Oh, they smell like farts.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. They're not good.
All right, good topic.
Okay, so that was great.
Can we move on? Can we...
Now, I need to just... I've got to clear... So yesterday, as everybody knows, I work for a company called Bogan Bingo on the weekend. So we had the Bogan Bingo Christmas party.
I bet that was a hoot and a half
yesterday. So, well, you know, Bogans being Bogans. So not one, not two, not three, but four people lost their bags at the karaoke bar.
Oh, that's not
that
a good
we went
sign.
To.
Or is it?
Their jackets... glasses, some credit cards went missing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh.
There was a bit of a blue with the boss. Yeah, that one was me.
Oh, yeah, missing. What did you do?
Yeah, no, well, anyway, just a little bit of a text message.
Well, I'm glad your Bogan Bingo Christmas party didn't lose your sunny disposition because you're quite sparkly
today. I've had to be because I've got commitments to the Joyces and to you two. But you know what? I would love to be in bed. Congratulations to all of you, but I just want to remind you all that Optus and prepaid do not work, so you can get involved by donating online at joy.org.au and that will be tripled as well.
Joy 94.9, Murphy's Law this afternoon on your Monday.
There's that little Shawn Mendes.
He's not little, is he little?
Love him.
Oh, love
he's
him.
Young. He's probably young enough to be my child. Yeah. So yes. I should stop being so leery. Now listen, it's Christmas.
Yes, doll.
It's my favourite time of the year generally. I know it's not yours.
No, I love it.
Nickname now is Grinch Who Stole Christmas.
Whoa.
But anyway, when we think about Christmas, what do we think about? What do we think about? Just throw me some things.
Barbecues.
Christmas trees.
Oh, my God. Do not start with your barbecue thing. Obviously, we've got a separate discussion to have.
No, I think
Christmas
we need to talk about it. Yeah.
Do you think of anything else?
Santa, presents.
Santa. Okay, yeah. Santa. Santa's been around for a long time, hasn't
Pissed
he?
Relatives.
Hasn't he? What's the other names for Santa?
Saint Nick.
Saint Nick or?
Creepy old dad.
Oh, no, I don't think that was that much your
that's
family.
My dad.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, cool. What about Father Christmas?
Have you heard that one? Yeah. Father Christmas, yeah.
Okay, so I'm just going to throw it out there. Are we being a little bit politically correct in the world where now people think that we shouldn't use the term Father Christmas?
What do you call him then if his name's not Father Christmas?
Person Christmas.
Well, are you serious?
Oh, my God.
Have you just made this up?
No,
or this?
There was an article in the paper today. Right, so I don't want to discuss this here. I would like to hear the Joyster's thoughts, but I want you, because we're doing a mini radiothon with 12 days of Textmas. So don't get on board and send us messages. That'll confuse everything. I want you to go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/murphyslaw.com. What is it? facebook.com/murphyslawradio. And tell us what you think. We've put the article up. You have a read. Give us your opinions.
Are we allowed to have our opinion about it or not? Or should we not?
Facebook page. I don't want to do it here. Right. Because this is a lovely, lovely place.
So what you're saying...
I'm trying to say in the Christmas mode.
I've just seen the article, actually.
Yes.
So they did. They interviewed they surveyed about 4,000 people.
4,000 people, and a lot are thinking that it's time to change the name of Father Christmas.
I'm getting a sense of which side you're on.
Which is why I think we should take this offline. Because I could get in trouble. Mm. So I'd just like to hear your thoughts, because I'm a traditionalist. I mean, I had a fight with Dean the other day because Christmas special time for me. I'm liking the cooking and all that sort of stuff, and we're getting all organised and you put lots of thought into it, and Dean's turned around and going, why don't we just do a barbecue?
But
we don't have to do all that traditional Christmas food. Yeah, we do, mate. It's Christmas. It's one day
Can't
a year.
Can't you have a Christmas barbecue,
No, because
mate?
In our family, mate, it's a traditional Christmas dinner.
So you can cook your lamb or whatever it is.
No, we do pork. How many years have you come to the Christmas
That's
dinner?
That's why I don't like it. That's why I can't remember
what
it is.
Like
if we had a barbecue, I'd remember it.
But you have a barbecue nearly every night.
Well, I'm just saying, they're fun. It's summer.
It's something different.
Well, if we can change Santa Claus to
Person
Claus.
The whole point is we can't change Santa Claus.
Really? Why?
Because it's tradition.
No, I don't think we should change Father Claus anyway. Father Christmas. I don't even know what we're talking about.
Just leave it alone.
All right.
Leave it alone. Do you know what? Just leave it. Just go to the Facebook page.
All right.
And have your say there.
Wow.
Have your say there.
Colossal rant.
I didn't want to have it on air.
Okay.
But you started that. And yeah. No, we're not having a barbecue.
Is anyone confused with what's going on?
Constantly.
Me. Now, I've got an interesting story here.
Yes.
Not whether it's interesting or awkward.
Oh.
But you know how social media can launch people's careers or it can kill them.
Right, yes.
Yeah. Well, a woman,
interesting movie, documentary on Netflix at the moment called The American Meme. Get on board. Anyway, go.
Thank you.
Sorry.
A woman from Virginia took to the platform and she asked users to help her track down a girl that she met on a vacation 12 years ago.
Oh.
Right? So Brianna shared a sweet little photo of herself and a girl
that she met.
How old
were they when they met?
I think they were 9 or 10.
Okay.
So she's put it on social media, hey, Twitter, I met this girl on a dinner cruise in Hawaii in 2006.
Sounds like beaches.
We're basically best friends for
like
the does too. Have we got the beaches music there?
Oh, dear. Dave Murphy's been brought out of his... Yes. Oh, but a wind beneath my wings still.
Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, blah,
she
blah.
She wanted to find this friend of hers. She had one night on this cruise ship and it was amazing. They're best friends for the night.
Mm.
Anyway, Ellen DeGeneres latched onto this and ended up tracking down the girl,
yep.
And had them both on the show to talk about the night.
Is that sweet or is that a bit weird?
Well, Heidi was the other girl. She was asked by Ellen, you know, how did you feel, blah, blah, blah. Big moment sort of fell a little flat as Heidi wasn't very excited to see her.
God.
One-night best friend. And they hugged and on the, you know.
How awkward.
And sat on the sofa. Heidi couldn't help but share her shock that Brianna had flown all this way to see her when she only met her one night.
Oh, my God, how awkward. That's like on a major scale.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Why didn't they do their research?
Yeah,
Ellen asked Heidi if she felt the connection with Brianna and she replied, I think, yeah, I did. I mean, it was just one day.
This reminds me of, have you guys seen the 40-year-old virgin? And there's a guy in it that's
don't
so...
Don't look at me when you say that.
Don't worry, mine's... come back. And there's a guy on it that's so obsessed with his ex-girlfriend and he goes on and on and on and on about her. And then he finally meets up with her and she's like, yeah, we dated for like 2 months, like 5 years ago. It wasn't that big a deal. And he's like, this is what it sounds
like.
It's really creepy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, Ellen, that's no good.
Why don't you send her a message?
I will. Now, listen, we've had, did we read out Frank from Winnipeg?
No.
Frank donated $25.
That
thanks,
becomes
Frank.
75.
Is that Frank from Canada?
That's our Frank from Canada. Thank you. Well done.
And also Dan from Box Hill has sent in donations as well. Good on you guys.
And if you've just tuned in and you think, my word, that sounds like Radiothon, well, you know what? It sort of is. It's our little mini 12 days of Textmas.
Which sounds like a rash.
Only when you say it. No one else has thought that or put that in
there. Oh, because I've got a lisp. Whatever. 1 minute to 5.
I didn't do any of that.
We've got news and stuff coming up.
Why don't you put your teeth in?
Traffic for Melbourne.
That's right. It's that special time of the day that we love to head out to the roads and see what's happening. The colder outbound is speedily wrapping last-minute presents at 7 minutes. Eastern outbound is like Santa stuck in the chimney at 22 minutes. Monash outbound is like a stuck sled in the snow at 63 minutes. Princess outbound has... I don't even know what. Oh, so I had a raw prawn at 17 minutes.
Right.
That's in honour of Dean Murphy's non-traditional Christmas food. Westgate outbound is like trying to assemble a trampoline on Christmas Eve at 24 minutes. And that, ladies and gents, is your Santa or Christmas-themed traffic.
Did anyone did you all get that it's our last show?
For the year.
For the year.
Not ever.
Oh, not forever. No. We're coming back next year. We've already done that radio once, haven't we?
Yeah. Imagine if we did the tears again, everyone would be like, no.
And stay out.
No, we're not going anywhere. We're coming back. We're having a little break.
We're having a little mini break just to recharge the batteries. It's been
because,
a big year.
Look, let's face it. My Bali trip came and went. I looked forward to that forever and it's gone and I don't feel rested at all.
No.
So we need a few weeks off.
No.
Regroup.
Someone probably is happy for us to take a few weeks off because it's a relentless, unforgiving, thankless at sometimes task that he has to do, has to endure us. So not only does he have to listen to us, he has to listen to it again.
It's been
hours chopping it up and trying to make something out of nothing.
Tom, our podcaster. How are you?
Hello.
Hello. How you going?
Thomasina.
You do a remarkable job because you came along as part of Murphy's Law Radio Show, we had nothing. We had no podcast. Well, we did, but not great podcasts, were they? Oh,
just here, mate.
So don't just worry, he's just in the room.
We get about three or four podcasts happening and people listening.
But now we've got thousands of people listening to this podcast.
Thousands every week.
Which is great.
We're still on a mission to get on the poster.
Well, I'm working towards that.
You are. You haven't increased our
list. A new year, new goals. That's all.
It is a new year, new goals.
Well, hopefully.
Welcome, Tom.
Welcome, Tom.
Thank you so much for all your hard work that you do with our show.
Do you ever get a chuckle out of what we do?
I do on the first part. And sometimes I do play it back and have a good laugh.
Oh, good.
But usually by about the third or fourth time, it's like, yeah, that's enough of that.
Yeah.
like Madonna music.
Look, I don't even want to hear us that many times, but, you know, don't let that put you off, everyone at home, podcasters.
I used to date someone who did stand-up comedy and I knew all the jokes way before everybody else did.
God, Anna's been dragging out her title crap for years and, you know, some people around town find it interesting. I don't, however. I go and see a show and I think, oh, there it is. At Christmas when she's trying to cook her lamb or whatever she cooks.
Sorry, have never cooked lamb. There's never been lamb on Christmas Day. We've never done that.
No, why not?
I might do it this year just to annoy you.
Anyway, on behalf of us here in the studio, we would like to thank you for all your hard work during the year.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Putting our podcast together, which is amazing. And we've got a proper clap.
Do you know? Oh, actually, I like the other one really much better. I don't know why, but I never tire hearing that.
Yeah, there you go. But thank you so much. And we look forward to working with you in 2019. Hmm. It'd be great. And Merry Christmas.
Thank you very much.
And you too.
On behalf of us. Don't forget, it is the 12 days of Xmas. No, it's not really. I just thought it sounded like that. It's the 12 days of Textmas.
Textmas. Didn't you just stuff yourself up there, hey?
Whatever, shut up. Donate $5
stuff
right
like
now.
A turkey that we don't have either.
She's back.
Over my dead body.
What?
Are we playing Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas?
No, we are playing.
No, we're not.
It's tradition.
And much like your cooking, we're going to change it.
Do you know what? The way you just said that, you can have some prawns that you bring and then you're not eating for the rest of the day because you'll walk in and you'll click your fingers and you'll be like, what are we going to eat? And you'd be critical. When have you ever cooked anything for anyone in your life?
Why is it Christmas you become a dictator?
Because at Christmas you become the one that just wants to stuff everything up for everyone else.
I just want to shake it up and want to listen to Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas. I think they want a bit of Band-Aid. Do they know it's Christmas?
Why can't we have both?
Because we've only got room for one Christmas carol.
I did a rendition of that yesterday at karaoke.
Oh, God.
Did I mention that already?
Yeah, no. Was it shocking?
Well, I don't know.
It went down in flames.
I was very merry and I can't really remember a lot of it.
Throw it out to the Joysters. What do you reckon?
I don't want to because the thing is, this is my Christmas and I want to hear Mariah.
Okay.
I think you'll find that everybody's having Christmas and so I'm going to have my say. I want to throw a song in the mix.
Oh, okay.
I'm growing a beard downstairs for Christmas.
Oh, I think you're going to win.
Okay, so it's a competition within a competition day.
What about Mariah Carey growing?
Don't forget your 12 days of Textmas, but this is separate. Mariah's not growing beards. Stop it.
She could.
And we've got a little bit of a
competition going.
Menage a trois happening in the studio.
No, I don't think so. The only one's going to win.
Christmas carols.
It's not like they're all rooting.
Because I kind of want Band-Aid. Do they know it's Christmas? Tim, you've gone for Kate Miller-Heike's I'm Growing a Beard Downstairs.
Heaven.
And Anna, you want All I Want for Christmas, Mariah Carey.
Of course
which is
I do.
So old hat and tired.
Isn't it?
But people are sending through messages. Frank from
Canada. Old hat and tired. You don't think that Band-Aid from 1983 or 4 is tired?
It's a new Band-Aid. It's the remix version to celebrate 30 years of it.
Old hat and tired.
Frank,
I like traditional things.
Frank has sent through a message. Would you get your key off? Frank.
Oh, let's have a fight. Fight.
Like Christmas
Get your key off. Get your key off.
Said, I vote for Do They Know It's Christmas. Hope you all have a good holiday. That's from Frank from Canada. This one came through.
Hey there, Anna and Dean. I'm not a Mariah fan, but for some strange reason, I like All I Want for Christmas
Bugger.
Is You. That's all Scott.
Bugger.
Thank you.
So the tally so far is 4 for I'm Going to
beer downstairs, Oi, Tim. Three you. For Bando, do they know it's Christmas, and two for Mariah.
No, because what about my vote? I've Christmas. Got no. Simon and Tombo said Mariah as well. Okay, okay. You didn't add those down, did you? What? Don't you know you drive me crazy? Joy, traffic for Melbourne. That's right. For the last time for the year.
Wow.
Oh, now that we say it like that, I wish I'd done a better one. Anyway, we're out to the roads. The cold outbound is dashing in the snow at 7 minutes. Eastern outbound is dreaming of a white Christmas. You can take that how you like it. It's at 20 minutes. Monash outbound is like a silent night. Do you know how slow that song is? You know how slow that goes? Whoa. That's the Monash outbound at 61 minutes. And the Princess outbound is just like, all I want for Christmas is you.
You try hard.
Well, if I can't play it,
bloody try
I'm
going
to bloody sing it.
On
anyway,
the train,
that's your
that's
Christmas
good.
Song
well done
themed.
For the traffic throughout the year. You've done a really good job with that.
And you've been consistent in moaning every time you thought you'd do it and then nailing it when you do.
Can I just get the nod from Damien, our producer? Is that, no, we're not, no, yes.
Is it our show?
There's our show. That's the tally from our show.
Oh, my God.
A telly from our show this afternoon.
At this stage, we've still got 25 minutes left to go.
25 minutes. We've raised in our show this afternoon $2,154.
Oh, my God. Look at what you can do when you put your minds to it, Joysters. I'm bloody proud of you. Sorry, that was my Bogan Bingo hangover from yesterday.
So the problem we've had this afternoon is the fact that we've chosen three songs in a menage a trois thing playoff, what we've been doing, and you, Tim, chose...
Kate Miller High Kids.
Yeah, I chose...
I'm growing a beard downstairs.
Do They Know
Christmas.
It's Christmas, and you chose Anna Murphy, All I Want for
of
Christmas.
Of course I did. And Mariah Carey
never
Murphy.
Never before in a Murphy's Law show...
Christmas show.
Over the years, in Christmas, has there been a draw? I know.
A three-way tie,
which means...
Shut the front gate.
We can play nothing.
Really?
Or we can play all three.
Yay! Let's go with that one.
I felt like I was at Romper Room then. But yeah, anyway, let's rock out the first one, which came... Oh, good Lord. Here we go.
Ooh, I'm feeling it now. When I was a girl, just a little girl, I couldn't wait till I became a woman. And I could grow a thatch of curls, a deep dark forest. To keep me warm in this cold world. Days became weeks, weeks became months, months turned to years, and it was like magic. It grew and grew, the greatest bush that the kingdom ever knew. But at the turn of the millennium, fever gripped the land. It was decreed that all the women look like little girls again.
Just a little boy, I was embarrassed by my body's changes. But then one day at the local pool, I saw a lifeguard with hair growing out of his anus. I was so impressed, it looked like Tom Selleck's chest. He was so proud as he towed it down. I couldn't wait to cultivate my very own hairy bum gown. But at the start of the millennium, spandex gripped the land. Every back sack and crack was attacked with wax. Now I'm growing it back, a gift for you to unwrap. Now I'm growing a beard downstairs for Christmas. I'm growing a downstairs beard for you. I'm growing a beard downstairs for Christmas. I'm growing it big, growing it thick. Jingle bell, every style it does.
Wow. That's all I can say to that.
Do you like that?
Yeah.
I love that.
I don't mind that, actually. I'm growing a beard downstairs. That's how really
festive.
Good.
I'm well, very festive
I
now.
Feel like, I feel like my one is going to let the team down a little bit because it's a bit flat. We can always fade it down early in the piece.
We can jazz it up.
This is actually the remix version of, or the modern day version. It's a 30-year celebration of Do They Know It's Christmas?
Who's in this one?
Oh, do we know? Clean Bandit.
Who is it?
And what's his name from Queen was in it? Roger something.
Oh, okay.
You've also got Bono's in it.
Of course he's in it.
Disclosure, Paloma Faith.
Oh, there's
Ellie
the whole
Goulding,
list there.
Nick Grimshaw, Angelique.
Sinead O'Connor.
Oh, my
Ollie
God.
Mers.
Ed Sheeran.
Rita Ora.
Sam Rita. Smith.
Emily Sunday.
Oh, my
Zoe
God.
Sugg. Seal.
It's cast of thousands.
Ed Sheeran.
Should we just... Ed's in it. Is Ed in it?
We're running out of time to play
it. What is Ed not on?
We're running out of bloody time to play it. Can you do it now?
Right. Oh, it's a long intro.
Oh, it is. We can talk over the top of it if you want. Has everyone had a good year?
No.
Just say yes. Yeah, we've had a great year. No. All right, so that sucks. Sorry, that was my choice. It wasn't good. I'm not saying it was good. It's not as good as the original. I don't care who you've got
to say
it.
That. I don't care.
Still needed to lift his game, didn't he?
Yeah, he sounded like he was struggling
terrible.
On that.
Terrible.
No, it wasn't as good, the original.
No.
See, tradition, I like it.
Yeah. Anyway.
What about an honourable mention?
Ooh.
I've got a dark horse.
Oh.
Should I?
Yes.
I'm going to surprise you with my dark horse.
Okay. Is it getting thrown into the mix? Are we playing Mariah anymore? Are we going to?
Yeah, clearly we've got a winner.
Whatever. Who's this one? No.
Oh, my God, yes.
Oh, get your gay wings on.
Oh, well, that's why we're here, doll.
All the little gay angels just piped up.
Well, of course.
Spreading joy.
It's Christmas, a joy.
Well, you had a shit year. Hope you have a good Christmas and... I hope your New Year's amazing, Anna Murphy.
I would really like to think it will be. It'd be better if you could stop us talking over the song.
Here's a little bit of Danny and Kylie. But it still feels like Christmas time to me.
Whether you're in the
Love a bit of that.
There's a really big camp bit in that, isn't there?
That middle bit, that high note.
Up our chairs.
Mm. Yeah, we feel like glitter's about to explode out of every orifice.
Yes, we did. But we want to keep this Christmas theme because there's people who have asked for it, and we haven't really played it. And I don't care either way. I can go to the toilet. I can do my best work while this song's on.
No,
oh look at that. Oh, yeah. Huffy McPuffy over there, panting like a
My puppy,
like your puppy.
Yes.
This is Mariah Carey's Yay! "All I Want for Christmas" on Joy.
And I'm gonna tell her one time.
Murphy's Law, over 140 Facebook likes. Now that's progress.
Anna Murphy.
Yes, Dollface.
Timbo.
Hello. Timbo.
Damo.
Tom.
Simon.
Simon.
That's it for us for the year.
Oh, my goodness.
I would like to wish all of you a happy Christmas.
Merry, happy
New Year.
Yeah, let's have a good, happy New Year.
Enjoy the
break. Save time, have fun.
Yes, and we'll be back in, I think our first show is back January 14th, if you want to join us then. But everyone, thank you for listening. Thank you for donating
thank you so
today.
Much
we
for
raised
your help,
about yeah, 2.5 grand, today. I think, in the last couple of hours, which is great. But keep it coming. Joy needs your money, needs your sponsorship. Just keep donating. And Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas. Ciao.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.